الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, last week we started off a topic with regard to social media. And how we started it off by saying, throughout history, there's always been different things that have come to the fore. Change has always been constant. نئی چیز کا ہونا یہ دنیا کا ایک لازمی حصہ ہے، اور جب بھی کوئی نئی چیز آئی تو اسلام نے اس کو رد نہیں کیا، اسلام نے اس کو تولا نفع و ضرر کی ترازو میں. کیا نفع اس میں کیا ہے، ضرر اس میں کیا ہے، نفع کو اپنائے، ضرر کو ہٹائے. وین ایور اینی تھنگ نیو کیم، اسلام آلویز ٹک دا پوزیشن آف ویئنگ اٹ ان بینیفٹس اینڈ ہارم. Take the benefits, stay away from the harm. We gave many examples. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't reject new things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dug the trench, which was a new thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sahaba to learn foreign languages. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sahaba to go and learn new ways of warfare. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote a letter and the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, they won't accept the letter until you put a seal. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ نہیں کہا کہ جو ہے نا یہ کوئی ضروری نہیں، یہ غیروں کی چیزیں ہیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹک دا اینڈ میڈ اے سیل، اینڈ دین ہی پٹ دا سیل آن ہز لیٹر. اینڈ دین دس نیو تھنگ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو لک ایٹ از دا اسپیکٹ آف سوشل میڈیا. لاسٹ ویک آئی گیو دا ڈیفینیشن، دین آئی اسپوک اباؤٹ ٹو تھنگز اباؤٹ سوشل میڈیا لاسٹ ویک، انٹینشن اینڈ آلسو ویری امپورٹنٹ ان سوشل میڈیا، ڈونٹ ڈیسیو پیپل. اٹس ویری ایزی بیہائنڈ دا اسمارٹ فون to show a different face from what you are. So you show that you've got a very beautiful car. And you've got a very beautiful car, you show the whole world. Where jo hai na wo ladki dekhne ke liye agar aa jaye na, then you bring a Tata in front. Aisa nahi hona chahiye, ye to is deception. This is something that we are supposed to stay away from. I quoted the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the worst of all people are those who are two-faced, who show one face to one group of people and show another face to another group of people. Right? So this is very important. And sometimes it happens. Today you and I, we will think, many people who are elderly will say, ye kaha hota hai? But young people will know what I'm talking about, because they do it on a regular basis on these aspects. Right? I also quoted the hadith, and very briefly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't sit on the street corners. Ya Rasulullah, kabhi kabar toh baitna zaruri hai. We have to sit. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you have to sit, then keep the etiquettes in mind. What is the etiquettes? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that cast your gaze down, don't harm people, do amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar. So when you have to sit on the street corners, do these four things. In a similar manner, if you have to use the phone, now have proper etiquettes. Now today I will just make mention with regard to some of the etiquettes. Very interestingly, you know, when I went last for Umrah, on our way back, there was a Times magazine in the aeroplane. So in there was an article about these aspects of social media. And in there, I just noted it on the 6th of July, the Times magazine made mention that every day, humanity tweets 500 million tweets. 70 million photos are posted on Instagram, and 4 billion videos are watched every day on Facebook. I'm not trying to show anything with regard to it. I'm just giving you statistics. The statistic, 500 million tweets, 70 million photos on Instagram, and 4 billion videos are posted and watched every day on Facebook in this world. Now, all of this tells us, what do we do with regard to it? Certain etiquettes. But we know the benefits. You can speak to people across the globe. You can communicate with people across the globe. You have been able to have communication with your family across the globe that perhaps you have never ever had been able to have in the last 30, 40 years. All of it is benefit. Deen ke kaam ho, you can be able to post a hadith which reaches such a great amount of people. All of that is on the benefit, and I will make mention of it as I go along. But there's also harms. And whenever we look upon something, we have to look at the benefits and harm. Jab bhi hum kisi cheez ko dekhe, to nafa darar ki dono ko dekhna chahiye. Now I'll just give you one of the harms. And just bear this in mind. And unfortunately, we have to be perhaps a little bit more open. One aspect with regard to the social media and the virtual world is, it is easily accessible. It is ungoverned. It is addictive. You can do it in the privacy of your bed. Just bear this in mind. So previously, if you wanted to do certain types of wrong, to jane wo kullam khulla karna padta tha. So you had to do it openly. Now, with this, it is easily accessible, it is addictive, it is ungoverned, you can do it completely alone. Ye jo hai na, ye social media bahut aasani se baghair nigrani ke dastiyab hai, jiski aadat nashe tak chali jati hai. Aur jo hai na, agar aadmi usko kare, to koi dekhne wala nahi, Allah Taala ke. Allah Taala to hai hi hai, lekin aur koi nahi hai. Now, because of that, it's so easy to access. At the press of a button, undesirable content. You can see sexually explicit movies and videos in the privacy, away from everyone. And you will think, no one is watching me. Allah Ta'ala is always watching you, but away from the gaze of people. Just bear one thing in mind with regard to social media. People must always bear this in mind. Even if you delete something, it is never ever deleted. What is on that phone remains for eternity, almost. So even if you post a message, or if you post, or you see any particular site, you can delete it, you can hide away all the whatever you need to hide away, you can go in ignotive mood or whatever mode you got, all of that you can do. But if an expert can go into it, he will be able to access it. Now if you take away, you take undesirable, sexual, explicit aspects that are so easy, which today has become common for young people to get into, what actually happens? Look at the harms. Now, I'm not going to, it's not my whole focus of the bayan is not to speak about the harms of pornography or the harms of watching these wrong things on the phone, but just give you four or five aspects with regard to it. One is that these things are degrading to both a man and a woman. Ye hakarat ki cheez hai. How can we? Can you look at how people are carrying on? And people are looking at it. Firstly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell us the proper, even if you are doing it in the correct manner, cover it with modesty and dignity. Here, people are doing it openly. They film it and people are watching it openly. It is degrading. That's one aspect. The second aspect is that it takes away the pleasure of human sexuality. Ye cheez jisme Allah Taala ne fayda rakha hai, maza rakha hai, Allah has kept pleasure in it. You are distorting that pleasure into something which is undesirable, something which is got no truck with actual proper human sexuality the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be done. Thirdly, it spoils the permissible act. So once you go and do things which are haram, the one that Allah has made halal, you will find that you will not find that degree of pleasure in it, the way you will find pleasure without looking at these particular aspects. And in this particular way, there is nothing wrong in taking pleasure within the confines of the halal way. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention of it as sadaqah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the sahaba to do it with your wife in a proper way, to fulfill your desires is sadaqah. And when sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we're going to get sawab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you do it in the wrong way, will you get sin? He said, yes. So if you do it in the wrong way, in the right way, why wouldn't Allah reward you? But in doing these type of things that you go into sites which are not right and you see explicit sexual material and pornography, it spoils the permissible act. Fourthly, just bear in mind, thereafter, one can't get aroused and fulfilled with one spouse. One can't get aroused and fulfilled with one spouse. And all the time, these particular aspects comes in mind. So what happens to the poor woman? Or sometimes even women are watching, what happens vice versa? So you can't get aroused naturally because you have been accustomed to seeing all this napak and haram and filthy things. Can you imagine what happens? You can't get aroused in the natural way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And then the other aspect, you start associating fulfillment. Just bear this in mind and just keep this in mind. You start associating fulfillment with images and video, not with real life. You start associating fulfillment of your desires with images and videos, not with real people, not with real life. What happens to you then? What happens to your marriage? That is why you find marriages are in such a great rut. One of the reasons is this. Consider this from the Shari point of view. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, the distinguishing characteristic of this ummah is haya. Where is our haya at that time when we see such things? إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When haya is gone, go and do whatever you want. The Prophet of Almighty Allah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sharia has not allowed us to see. Allah has not allowed us to see the satr of another person. Where will it allow us not only to see the satr being uncovered, but actual degrading and explicit deeds being seen? When you are not, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day saw a person whose thighs was uncovered. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, cover that thighs. We are not allowed to see the thighs of another person. Where will it be allowed to see such things? And thus today, it is so common. May Allah Ta'ala forbid, we make mention of it that at least sometimes some people would be able to think about the harms and stay away from it, but it is becoming almost like a pandemic because the reason it is so easy accessible. So people can just at the tip of the button away from the gaze of people do it. But these are aspects that we could worry Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah is aware with regard to it. Consider the harms. Just because you got the smartphone doesn't mean that you are supposed to do things which are wrong with it. Another aspect with regard to this aspect is just because you're hiding behind a computer screen or behind a smartphone doesn't give you the right to be abusive, doesn't give you the right to stay away from proper etiquettes. Long time ago, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, wrote with regard to ethics of media. And there he said, doesn't mean you got a good pen give you the right all of a sudden that ghibat, taunting, all of these are permissible. In a similar manner, these things don't become permissible. La yakhtab ba'dukum ba'da, don't backbite. Don't taunt another person. These things are as haram with speech the way it is with a smartphone. It is haram with speech, it is haram. Ghibat haram hai. To sirf bolne mein haram nahi hai. Usko jo hai na wo smartphone mein WhatsApp par lagana, Twitter par lagana, ye bhi haram hai. Isi tarah haram hai. It is just as haram. And this particular aspect, and because you are behind these things, you know, Twitter and internet brings out the worst of people. I saw a very amazing thing that one of the most popular websites in South Africa is News24. So whenever there is a news, they allow comments. Because people were hiding behind the identity was not known, the comments that were coming were so full of hatred that News24 just last month took a decision, they're no more going to allow comments. Because people are not matured enough to be able to give comments. But this is an aspect with regard to smartphones, that just because you are there, you can go and say whatever you want. So that is another harm we've got to keep in mind. Another very important point is moderation, brothers. At the end of the day, we have to be moderate. Many people will say you have to learn first, but whatever it is, we've got to put it forward. Everyone has to bring about, you know, don't be frivolous with regard to it. Don't be excessive. In each and everything, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you a justly balanced ummah. Before hitting the send button, before sending something, ask what value will it bring to people. What brand? Put something that is of value, some significant piece of advice, quotes that are significant, advice that is relevant, then of course people will have some sort of benefit. There are many quotes that you can give that are very beneficial. And I've got some experience, so I do see these type of things from time to time. Not every dish that you eat is worthy of posting. Right? Not everywhere you go that is worthy of posting. Is there something? I mean, I told you last week that when I've seen in the haram, in Madinah Munawwara, in front of the Rosai Mubarak, people are taking videos. In one occasion, I saw a person in phone with his family and said, "Main Roza ke samne kara wo abhi salam kare." You also make salam. Subhanallah. This is the aspect with regard to it. Bring things which are beneficial. You know, recently I posted one thing and I was surprised by the amount of the feedback you got. So sometimes post something. And what I posted was just one small quotation. Sometimes explain your anger rather than venting your anger. Then you will find solutions rather than arguments. Now, it's what a beautiful quotation. I pick up this quotation that when you are angry with your family, don't just vent your anger. Explain your anger. Why are you angry? So when you explain your anger, you would be able sometimes to find a solution rather than making the dispute more. It's a quote. It's obviously it was something that was beneficial. So don't just be frivolous with regard to this. Not every meal you are having or random thought is worthy of posting. Another recent phenomena. And may Allah Ta'ala forbid, it is such. You see, everything has good and bad. We just have to control. We have to balance. We have to take the good and we have to stay away from the evil. A recent phenomena which has come is that people post sensitive information of people caught up in tragedy and affliction. Kisi ka hadsa ho gaya. Wo bichara mara para hua hai. Up instead of helping, instead of making kalima to the person, people are taking photos. And because of this whole nahusat, that I must be the first one to post it. Maine sabko bataya, maine pura dunya ko bataya. Now at that particular time, you have to be sensitive with regard to the people who are injured, go and help them. And really, I sometimes wonder, a time might come, the way we use the social media, the way we use our phone, a person might be dying. No one will go and help him, but they'll take a video of it. And that's where we are coming. I mean, you see people at a time of an accident and someone is laying injured. The family is in distress. The family are worried. And people are worried about posting that person's, that injured person's picture to all his friends. People say, this accident happened. Ye dekho ye kya hua hai. I know of a family. And this is something I know because I've interacted with a person whose daughter passed away tragically in an accident. And that car with which she had passed away in an accident was obviously badly damaged. That photo went around in social media circles for a month. That father up till today is bitter with the community. He feels at my time of difficulty and distress, is this what the community were doing? They were actually posting that the mangled car of my daughter as if to give the impression that the way the car was in an accident, aliyadu billah, we don't even know, but the way the poster was made as if she was driving fast and there was recklessness in the whole matter. Up till today, he carries that bitterness. Is this the reason why we are supposed to use smartphones? And this particular aspect is something that, who benefits from that? What benefits? Sometimes you find people who are in accidents and all of a sudden we are posting the car, we are posting the pictures of that person who is injured. Kisko faida mil raha hai? What did you get out of this whole thing? Right? One very important point with regard to it is what you post with regard to Quran and Hadith. Ye bhi samajhne ki cheez hai. A lot of times feel, well, I can post a new Hadith. Oh, this is very beautiful Hadith. But before you press that button, did you verify the authenticity of that Hadith and Quranic ayat? There are very few warnings that have been sounded as severe and dire as attributing something falsely to Allah and His Rasul. مَنْ كَذِبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّعْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He who falsely attributes something to Allah and His Rasul, then he must prepare his abode in the fire of Jahannam. Aliyadu billah, today, you know, with one press of the button, you can send to 1,000, 2,000, 300,000, and you might be sending something false. Have you verified it? Have you been able to see with regard to what the situation is before pressing it out? Before pressing any aspect, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, if anyone comes to you with any aspect, Verify it before you forward it, lest you do harm to other people. Brothers, this is a very serious amanat. Even aspects with regard to Quran and Hadith, I would say with regard to Quran and Hadith, be extra careful before you post it. May Allah Ta'ala forbid you post something that is haram, you post something that is wrong, and you post something that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not said. The words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prepare your abode in the fire of Jahannam. And yet we do not, just the fact, koi nayi cheez samne aa gayi. Agar nayi cheez samne aa gayi, maine sab doston ko bataya, log kahenge, wah wah. वाह वाह करेंगे कैसे जबरदस्त चीज आपने पोस्ट किया. इसके लिए आप जो है ना वो पूरे जो है ना वो जिम्मेदारी को जो है ना वो मद्देनजर रखते हुए आप पोस्ट करते हो. दिस इज समथिंग दैट वी हैव टू बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट. इट इज समथिंग दैट इंशाल्लाह वुड लाइक टू गो ऑन मेकिंग मेंशन ऑफ अदर एटिकेट्स, बिकॉज रियली इट इज समथिंग दैट बाय एंड लार्ज ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ अस आर इन्वॉल्वड इन. मेनी ऑफ अस डू इट विदाउट अंडरस्टैंडिंग द कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस, विदाउट अंडरस्टैंडिंग द जिम्मेदारी, द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. एंड दीज आर सम ऑफ द एस्पेक्ट्स दैट आई वुड लाइक टू हैव मेड मेंशन. वा आखिरु दावाना अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह.